I've seen the good and the bad.
It's changed a lot. For a little negative and a little positive, really. It's a lot less crime, but also a lot less of my ethnicity, you know, in the neighborhood.
It was probably predominantly white, but then with time, if people moved out, African Americans moved in and became predominantly black.
The Hilltop used to be an oasis in the pre-60s, 60s, because it was primarily African American and people had homes. I mean, people were coming from the East Coast or the South where they couldn't buy a house. And they could come up here and actually buy a house.
Like I say, in the 60s, it was probably about 60, maybe 65, 62 to 65% black. Now it's like 85% white.
It demographically has gotten a lot whiter. When I was growing up here, I didn't used to go into a People's / Malcolm X Center or a People's Market or Harold Meyer's Drugs, Paulson's Appliance. I didn't walk into those places and see mostly white people. I saw mostly black and brown people and a few white people, like, sprinkled here and there, me among them. And now it's like almost flip-flopped.
Other people started moving into the neighborhood, and so it changed in that way.
But now you have University of Washington Tacoma coming up this way, and they're changing the culture of the neighborhood. So you're seeing, as they say, gentrification.
Gentrification. You don't own the building, you're leasing it or renting it. And at some point, the rent starts going up, and you can't afford it anymore. So you have to leave, and somebody who can afford it comes in.
Others may see a lot to do with this land here, and I think they're trying to buy off all homeowners
that's here.
It's like it's trying to be taken away, but the few that's been here for years is holding on to their property.
And then the unrest that existed on the Hilltop in the 60s when Martin Luther King was shot and when other things happened.
A while ago, on Mother's Day, there was a K Street riot.
And the challenge of managing the gang activity on the Hilltop.
Drug activity, prostitution.
The crack epidemic really hit our area, hit it hard. And you can see definitely the changes and how it affected our people.
There was a time in the 80s where Hilltop was known across the country as a bad place to be. Tacoma was on that map because of the gang situation, the murders.
So I remember that there was times where you couldn't even walk down certain streets if you wasn't from the street. If you didn't know nobody on that block, you couldn't walk down.
It's kind of gone through cycles.
We've gone through so many dramatic changes of now we're coming back. It's taken some time, but it's eventually going to be a better community up here.
But I think we're coming full circle. I see great things happening in the Hilltop now.
You know, I really like this place. I have a chance to move because, you know, they're close to the place where I work in, you know. But my wife, she likes this place, and I like. We decide to stay here.
Neighbors are happy to meet you. You can be wearing whatever color you want, do what you want, and the atmosphere is so positive, so beautiful.
I think that we're doing a great job at being inclusive.
Feel good to be here.
I love living in Hilltops.
I don't know if there's anywhere else I'd want to call home.
I think when you get off on Sprague, that welcome to the central neighborhood is cleaner now than it has been before. But I still think it could be better.
What do you think the Hilltop community needs most right now?
And that might be the wrong somebody to ask that.
that's such a tough one.
You don't want me to answer that.
We need more things to be constantly owned by the people that live here.
I would definitely like to see a better Safeway.
Continued support. I'd say probably more people becoming successful and giving that a role model to future generations.
Better policemen working together with the neighborhood. They don't work with the neighborhood like they used to.
I think it should be more other ways to help ones that's been here to keep them to keep their house as opposed to letting them lose it. You know, should be other ways of education on it for them that want to sell, to let them know there's more history here than just the money in their pocket.
It needs a lot of understanding, especially the new ones coming in. You need to get the background of it, you know, and like be more understanding and open-minded to the culture that was once here.
I hope it doesn't lose the cultural aspect, the beauty of, frankly, African Americans being able to enjoy this great part of the city.